Welcome to episode 3 of the Single in Connecticut podcast. I'm John Reynolds, and this is Allie Weber, and we have a wonderful podcast for you today. This one is episode 3, the best dates for springtime. Now, springtime in Connecticut is beautiful. We live in a beautiful state. We have all four seasons. And I know springtime can be a little bit confusing because sometimes people are like, oh, it's a beautiful season. And then other people are like, oh, it's a gross rainy season. Well, the truth is it's a transitional season. So it starts off a little gross, as you may have known, as my fellow nutmeggers might have noticed, it's been raining a lot. You know that saying, April showers bring May flowers? Well, we're going through the showers right now. It may not be raining right now, but we can expect it a lot throughout this month. Spring has already sprung. We're a few weeks in, and it's only just starting to show us its full bloom. So once we get around May time, it's really going to start being nice, and you're going to want to be out there, and you're going to want to go on some seasonal dates. So you may be asking yourself, Allie, where do I go for date time in springtime? Well, we got some beautiful parks for you, and we're going to talk all about that pretty soon. And we've also got some great places to visit that have a patio. Allie, how are you enjoying spring so far? Do you like it? Is it going well?
I feel like I don't really realize it's here yet. It doesn't feel like spring. It was what, maybe 47 degrees again today. So I don't feel like it's hit yet. So I don't know. I'm waiting for it to really fully arrive. What about you?
You're right. It's starting to feel maybe a little bit like spring, with it being kind of nice out sometimes. The New England weather really likes to tease us. Like, you'll have one great day where it's warm and awesome, and you walk around without your jacket, and then the next day it's freezing, and you wake up and there's frost on the ground. And you never know, especially at the very beginning of spring, it's not weird to get a last-minute snowstorm or something like that. But luckily, I believe we are past that point, and we're just going to we're just getting to that point where people are going to want to be out and about. We got to get over that seasonal depression that hit us in winter. It seems like so many people go and lock themselves up winter time because it's cold and they want to be inside and warm. So now's really the time you get out of your shell. That's why springtime really is a season of renewal, new beginnings, rejuvenation. It's time to kick things off. So let's kick things. Unless you get an earthquake. That was weird. Wow. So, the other day we had an earthquake and it was wild. I don't know where you were, Allie, but I was.
Got my cat box out. I was in my apartment building, got my cat box out. I thought the building was collapsing. It was shaking so wildly. And I thought I was being very, like, you know, like, oh, she's just, you're being, I'm like, over exaggerating. No, it was shaking wildly. So, and then it stopped, thankfully, what, like 4 seconds after it started. So I put the little cat box away. Yeah, that was terrifying.
I bet it was a little crazier where you are, Allie, because you are around New Haven, and that's a little bit closer to New York, New Jersey, where the epicenter apparently was of the earthquake. So where I was at the time, I was in Hartford. I was at work. I was actually in the bathroom. I thought I just had a really bad tummy ache, and then I come out, and people were like, oh, that was an earthquake. And I was like, oh.
Not me. Wasn't me.
Yeah. So that was a kind of a weird place to experience that little earthquake. But you notice when something's off because it starts shaking a little bit too long, and then you get that feeling like something's up. And I don't know if you felt that aftershock. Did you feel the aftershock that happened hours later?
No, I did not feel that. I was out and about, so I probably didn't even think about the fact that there was an aftershock. What did it feel like?
So just like the same thing, just a little bit less intense. I was at my dad's place and I saw the plates shaking on the walls. But it was such a funny thing because everyone's like, oh, there was an earthquake, right? Did you feel that? Did you feel that? Did you feel that? All my friends hit me up right after. Did you feel that? Was that another earthquake?
You told me. I had no idea. I was like, yeah. What was that?
Yeah. So that's interesting. We don't normally get hit with earthquakes like that. But and you know what? The thing is about aftershocks, you can feel them for a few days after the fact. So I think there had actually been more than one aftershock that occurred, but it always is less and less in intensity after the fact. Yeah. So, but it's a weird time of year, Allie. Besides it being springtime, it's the Mercury retrograde. So if y'all were paying attention last week, we went astrological. All right. So we had our awesome friend Shannon Rose come on and explain to us astrology for dummies, because we're a bunch of dummies and we don't understand astrology like she does. And I'm still a little confused by it after I'm understanding it more because of her. But she said Mercury is going to be in retrograde for like this whole month. And what that apparently means is communication's gonna be weird. You might have a weird time communicating important things to others. Mercury, I guess, is the whole brains of the operation, and the whole retrograde thing is it's supposed to be like if we're Earth, you know, we're looking at from Earth's perspective, we're spinning this way, and Mercury is spinning the opposite way. So it looks like it's kind of going backwards. Yeah. When really, it's not. It's just the appearance of that. And that's the whole retrograde thing. So it only does that about four times a year. And some weird stuff has been happening this week that's been affecting my dating life, to be honest with you, completely honest with you. So I'm not going to get too much into details for privacy sakes and the people I've been talking to sakes, but because most of them are very nice. But I have had a few weird messages this week. And she said, and then I showed them all to Shannon, and she was like, oh, the retrograde likes you, doesn't it? And then she did a little research, and she found out that I was born during the retrograde. So she said that could explain why you're doing so well right now. Keep an eye out during every retrograde, because if you are born during it, maybe I don't know. Again, she was doing astrology for dummies, and we're the dummies. We are not experts on anything, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to relate to you. And that's the whole point of this podcast, to relate to you the struggles of being single in Connecticut, the struggles of modern dating. And we tell you a few cool places to check out over here in the Nutmeg State. So let's get to that, Allie. Yeah. Let's show some great places to go for a patio.
There are many places.
There are many places, correct. So, all right, let's get started. 10 great places with a patio in Connecticut. Do you like to dine outdoors? We have a list for you, and here it is right here. Created by John and Allie. So We did this yesterday. We had a whole brainstorming session for about 2 hours yesterday.
2 hours, yeah.
I think that went pretty well.
It did go wonderfully.
Yes. But first, before we begin, Evan Sharp, 420.
Oh, what up, Evan Sharp?
That's about when we started. So thank you
really?
For watching, Evan Sharp. Yeah, about maybe a little bit early. Well, he commented exactly at 4:20. So,
that's funny.
Yeah, right. So, all right. So, if you like to dine outdoors, do you like to dine outdoors, Allie?
I do. I especially like when they have those things outside with the misters, so you don't get too in the summertime.
Oh, so it cools you down.
Yeah, those things. What are those called? But you know what I'm talking about. They have. I think Mezzo's actually
with like those. The with like the little fans.
Yeah, but they also blow mist. They're more popular out west, but But yeah, they have them here around here in certain restaurants. But yeah, those are nice when you're like the body temperature runs high.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's the thing. I'm not, to be completely honest with you all, I'm not super crazy about eating outdoors, even though we compiled a list of great places to eat outdoors. I'm honestly not a huge fan of it. You know why? I don't like eating outside in the extreme elements, especially if it's summertime and it's really hot. I don't want to sweat outside while I'm eating. I don't want to fight off the bugs because sometimes, depending on the place you're in, it's a little buggy. The good places, though, they'll keep the bugs away somehow. They got that all planned. Hopefully, that's some of these places that we're about to bring up. But I'm not a huge eat outside person, but I know a lot of people are, and this is the time of year where the restaurants get all excited and they open up their patio because finally it's warm enough to dine outdoors. So let's show you those places, shall we? The Miso Grill in Middletown. Allie, have you been there before?
Yeah, what I love about this place is they have a pizza oven. And one of the things that I think I had there once was actually really awesome. It was a waffle fry pizza. So it's a bunch of waffle fries and they put cheese and stuff on top. Everything, it's like circled around pizza and other, but you know, it's everything. It's modern American fare, I guess you would call it. But yeah, I love it there. And they have live music Thursday through Sunday is 5 to 10 during tiki bar season. The whole patio is basically like Key West themed and it's a tiki bar. And there's 30 seats outside, and yeah, it's an amazing place for live music. I've been there for live music, so I can attest to that. But Mezzo's is a great find. Yeah, I would say it's a hidden gem.
I wouldn't say it's that hidden. I think it's relatively well known by this point because there are a lot of great live music performances that occur out there that I hear about all the time. They have some really great dance nights, and I think they have a rooftop, right?
It's kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, it's
more than one level.
Yeah, but they also, yeah, but they think they have dancing too. I don't know, I haven't been there a long time. But
if you like that, you definitely should check out the Mezzo Grill. It's almost time for them to open up their patio. So go check them out and go check out their
great place for tacos.
Very good place for tacos. Oh, we got another comment here from Lord Absurd. Aww. Thank you so much, Lord Absurd, for joining our podcast. I'm enjoying this discussion too. So I love to talk about great places.
Right, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Love talking about food and places to go. All right. So Shell and Bones Oyster Bar and Grill, New Haven. I know you're familiar with this one, Allie. Awesome.
So this one, I went here. It went under another name, but I went here for my brother's wedding's, I think, wedding dinner reception. What do you call it? Rehearsal dinner.
Yep.
So I went there. And I just remember feeling like I wasn't in Connecticut when I stepped into that restaurant because it's surrounded by palm trees. I don't know if it's still that. No, it is. It's still that way. But I know they specialize in their award-winning seafood, their steak, their award-winning clam chowder. I just really remember thinking I am not in Connecticut, but I'm in New Haven. And it was very, very classy. And it's a great place. It's very romantic. So I would recommend that for a date spot. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. That's great. And I really thought that just looking at this, so we're going to full screen it real quick. Look how close you are to the water right there. You are right there.
Right on.
You got a great view. Great view. So Shell and Bones Oyster Bar and Grill. If you like seafood, if you're in the Elm City, go check it out.
And with a fireplace inside if you don't feel like being outside.
Okay, yeah. So it's a great place for me to hang around.
Yeah, exactly.
So now this one, Allie, I know we didn't discuss because this was like a replacement. We when we compiled this list, we compiled one where, you know, it was a little suspect whether they still had a patio. Like maybe they had a patio at one point, but then they took it away because during the pandemic, it was like every place had a patio. They had to have a patio or they'd be out of business.
Yeah.
So with that information in mind, we had to just look to see if they were all still patio. Now, Ralph and Rich is in Bridgeport. If you like patios, they've got it. So as you can see right here, they got some lovely outdoor dining. It is a great Italian spot. So if you like Italian, no, I haven't. I really haven't. Look, so Bridgeport gets a bad rap. I really think that Bridgeport has a lot of great places to do dining, a lot of great businesses. Bridgeport, it's just unfair. Go check out Bridgeport.
That's right, yeah.
They have so many good restaurants.
Yeah.
Every single restaurant that I've been in to Bridgeport so far, I have not been disappointed, but I have to admit, I need to try more places. Now, Ralph and Rich's, when I was doing the research, it looked like a really good Italian place, and I like Italian places. And normally, when I think of Italian places, weirdly enough, I think of Waterbury, because there are so many Italian places in Waterbury, believe it or not. So if you're looking for a good Italian place in Bridgeport and you want to spend some time outside as well, go to Ralph and Rich's. Ralph and Rich's is named after the owners, Ralph and Rich. Unsurprisingly so.
Very original, yeah.
Very original, but very good food. All right, so the Black Duck Cafe in Westport. Now this place, this looked pretty interesting to me, Allie. It looks almost, and it might be a houseboat or something like that. Or it's
yeah.
Another great place right on the water. A lot of good spots like this over in Fairfield County. Worth checking out if you're down there. And I think we might have a couple other Yeah. We do have some more Westport places. So speaking of, the Welk. That's another great spot in Westport if you're out there in Fairfield County. Look, I snipped this from their Facebook page. They're getting pretty hype about spring, too. Spring is only a couple days away when they posted that. So I wonder if they've got their patio out and ready to go now. But the Welk, really nice looking place. Have you ever been there before, Allie?
No, I got to make my way out towards Fairfield County more. But yeah, no, I have not.
Westport is very nice, very, very ritzy, very well-off community. So you can expect high class wherever you go in Westport, and for the most part, in Fairfield County. All right, on to the next one, The Place in Guilford. Mm-hmm. I know you know all about this place, Allie.
Oh, this place is very unusual. I feel like this is a place that you would go to if you're looking for something that's out of the norm. Instead of sitting in chairs, you sit on tree stumps. Instead of reading a menu, you read it off a big, like, you know, big sign in the front. And everything's
at least they have a
sign.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very rustic. If you want to experience something unusual while not like the downside is it's a little expensive because everything's like, you know, you go for the experience. It's one of those places. But it's known for its ridiculously good seafood, roasted clams, and obviously lobster. I'm sure a lot of people know about that. But yeah, for seafood, and you can watch people cook in front of you if you're one of those people that like doesn't like not knowing how people are preparing your food. And then it's BYOB. You can bring everything down to the tablecloths that you want to use, actually.
Wow.
And
that is
candles.
Interesting.
And yeah, everything's a la carte, and it's just it's one of those experience restaurants, I would call it. But it has an 18-foot long fire pit and 50 tables close together. So if you like intimate seating, it's the place for you, I think.
It certainly is the place. So
yeah.
But
perfect.
But it's not open yet. So we were just looking online. Yeah. It's not open yet. It's supposed to open soon. And I'm sure when they're open, they're going to post all about it on their Facebook page. But if you want to see when they are open, give them a follow. Check them out. The Place in Guilford. A lot of great.
Good grilled corn.
Yeah.
Grilled
a lot of great places by the shoreline, it seems like. A lot of these patio places are by the shoreline.
a ton of them, like a mm-hmm. yeah, majority of them seemed like
yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Like this place.
This place is great. I can't
Marker
remember when I got here.
But. 37 in Chester. That is another wonderful view.
New restaurant. So,
It's a newer restaurant.
It's a newly built Riverside restaurant. Yes, and it serves modern beautiful. American food. It really is, but they have great cocktails.
Tell. Yeah, so if you want to go hang out in Chester,
live go music check out from Marker 37.
Hex yeah. All right, and then another one kind of nearby there.
Yeah.
Water's Edge in Westbrook.
So this one actually, John, I don't think I told you, has four restaurants inside of it.
I was just checking that out. Yeah, four restaurants. Now, I don't know what – do you know what type of restaurants? Yep. Or they're all the same? Yeah.
So I actually came here – I feel like everything is, like has to do with one of my siblings' weddings. But, yeah, I came here for a reception for my sister. For her wedding, it was okay. And there's Ritzy. Four different restaurants, and there's one called the Seaview Bistro, the Sunset Bar and Grill. I think there's a cappuccino, like a cappuccino bar restaurant. There's Julia's Beach, what do you call it? Beach Bar. But the great thing about it is it's like a lot of these places offer live music, but like the view of the Long Island Sound is why you come to this place. Actually, like it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And yeah. If you could see, Bistro is where you would go to get the, you know, that view out of the four places that I listed.
Seaview Bistro. So if you want the best view, you go to Seaview Bistro. But yes. This place isn't just four restaurants, but it's also a hotel and resort, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And it's 20 acres along the Long Island Sound. So it's a lot of land.
It's a big spot, and if you go there, bring money. You're going to need it.
Nice little beach. Yeah.
That's a money spot right there. All right, moving on. River, a waterfront restaurant and bar in Wethersfield. So I had to give this place a shout out. I was advocating for them because 10 great places with a patio in Connecticut needs to – you need to know about this place, all right? If you haven't been to Wethersfield yet and you're looking for a cool place to dine, check them out because they, too, have several different restaurants there. Uh-huh. So within the besides the River, a waterfront restaurant and bar. And just take a look. It's, again, great view right by the Connecticut River in Wethersfield. And one thing that I just learned, Allie, is there's going to be a comedy club there. So recently, yes way, Allie. I'm so excited. I hope they have open mic night so I can go there and bomb. Yes. So it's a great place. And I know the owner over there. I've met her before, and she cares very much about her guests' experience. She wants everyone to have a great time. She wants the best of the best for her guests. So I've been there for brunch. Very nice brunch. I can't say that I've been there for dinner, but I bet it's very good. It's worth taking a bet on, especially if you've had a long day. It's a great place to go with your date, have a couple drinks, overlook the Connecticut River, and then maybe later on you could see a comedy show too. Because I forgot the name of the comedy club, but it was part of the City Steam Brewery in Hartford that's closing. Did you hear it's closing?
I love that place. I was there last month. It was amazing. Oh, yeah. I had no idea at the time, but now I know. Yeah,
a lot of people are really butthurt over that, and I understand because that's a good spot. Now, City Steam really Brewery, they make Naughty Nurse beer, which is one of those beers that's from Connecticut and very well known. So that kind of put them on the map. And the good thing is, even though their brewery is closing, you can still get Naughty Nurse beer. That's not going to stop. They're still going to be pumping out that delicious beer, but you can't go to the restaurant. You can't go to the brewery. It's going to be closed. Very sad. But if you want their comedy, go to the River Waterfront Restaurant and Bar. All right. And then the Wharf in Madison. This is number 10. Very nice. So you're familiar with this, right?
Yeah, this is near where I am, you know, my original hometown. And it's connected to the Madison Beach Hotel. And it's just the perfect place to get a bite to eat and walk on the beach afterwards. And it's known like as a place to catch the sunrise and sunset, which is a perfect location for that. It serves brunch, lunch, and dinner. They have a bar up top. It's one of those places that's been around forever. I think they've changed hands a few times, but yeah, I'm a huge fan of that place. They're known for their seafood and it's not a patio. It's a porch, so it's covered, but yeah, same idea. But yeah, I love that place. It's known as, you know, gem. Yeah.
It looks like it, right? So not only their restaurant and everything, but the Madison Hotel in general. So
yes.
So and it looks kind of like a ship, like the whole.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It right by the water. So that's very cool. I appreciate the architectural design of that. And speaking of architectural design, we got a comment from Scott. What a beautiful nose.
He's talking about my nose. Thank you.
Oh, Scott. Your nose? Okay.
Because I got the nose surgery. Yeah.
You got the Talk. Do you mind talking about the nose surgery real quick?
No. Because
like everyone's going to be like, what the hell's Allie talking about?
Comment. What a nose. Oh, no. He's talking about I got some surgery done to fix my breathing. So, yeah. So I look a little different. So he's just.
Yeah. Some very necessary plastic surgery. You, that's the stuff that
you can breathe out both nostrils now.
Yeah, so now you can actually breathe, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm a human being again. Functioning.
I'm happy to hear that, Allie. and I agree. I am with Scott. Your nose looks great. You. Oh, wait, we got another comment. You both have beautiful noses.
Who's Lord Absurd here?
Thank you so much, Lord Absurd.
Killing it with the compliments. Thank you.
I've always liked my nose personally. I think it's one of my best traits. All right. No.
It is great.
No.
You have a great nose.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Now, so we've been talking all about the beautiful places you can go to have a great bite to eat. And outside, enjoy that. But if you just want to go to a place where you can have a picnic or go for a hike, you're going to want to check these places out. So we got you covered with 10 beautiful parks for springtime in Connecticut by Allie and John. So first off on this list is Elizabeth Park. Take a look at Elizabeth Park. Yes.
That's roses?
So that first the first one right up there was an illustration that I took off from Google because it's one of the oldest rose gardens, I think, in the country, I believe. Definitely in Connecticut. But that rose garden, it's been around for a very long time. So it's very well known, and it's a great place to go for a photo shoot if you want some nice, pretty pictures for Facebook with some roses in the background. If you like
that's beautiful.
Go to Elizabeth Park. It is beautiful there. And a lot of people have weddings and receptions and parties over there as well. There's a lot more to Elizabeth Park than the pictures. And I want to also say, fair warning, there's a lot more to all of these parks than the pictures. Because one or two pictures does not speak for an entire park. All right? Does not do it justice. So after you hear about these places, if you haven't been to them, go check them out. Like Wadsworth Falls in Middletown. That's another very popular spot to go hiking. I haven't been there in a while. It's been a few years. What about you, Allie? Have you been there before?
I went there and I picnicked there, and it was very nice because it wasn't crowded. So if you don't want to go to a place like Hammonasset and you want to be with like a small group without the, you know, the crowds, this is a great place. Middletown, or is it Middlefield? I think it's on the line. I'm not sure.
It could be.
But they're a great place to picnic, swim. They got 4.5 miles of hiking. Yeah. They have a beautiful waterfall. I think it's known for its waterfall.
That's yeah. And heads up, everyone, a lot of these places are known for their waterfalls. We found out after the fact, wow, all these places have waterfall. That's like their main attraction. So it's either bridges, that or the woods, covered bridges. So
it's a New England thing.
Yeah. Right. It is a New England thing. So another great park in Connecticut to go check out if you're in Hamden, Sleeping Giant State Park. Everybody kind of knows about that place, right?
That is 32 miles of hiking.
32 miles of hiking. Yeah. Okay, so if you really want to get your steps in, go to Sleeping Giant State Park. I remember my coworker actually went for Easter, and they did a family hike. He was very tired after because he's not used to doing all those steps. So, but if you want a beautiful hike and a beautiful view, go check out Sleeping Giant. The thing about Sleeping Giant that is so cool and convenient for people is they have a beginner's trail and a more intermediate trail.
The blue trail,
Yeah, so basically an easy trail and a hard trail. So if you really want to get those steps in, if you really want to work out, if you want to go toward a little bit closer towards the edge, then you want to take the harder trail. But if you want an easy time there, an easy walk, take the easy trail. I'm not ashamed to say I took the easy trail.
The hard one spans the front of the giant's face, I think. You know what I mean?
So yeah, it does.
The head to the toe, or actually the whole giant, whatever, you know what I mean? Like the outline of it. So that's, I can't even imagine hiking something like that.
Yeah. Like one of my friends actually fell from the giant.
What?
Yeah. And he survived. It's a great, crazy story. Yeah. I'm so happy. One of my friends, he fell from that. It was a big deal. He got through it. It's just, it's one of those parks where people go to party too. To hang out, go hang out with their friends. It's definitely one of those. So check out Sleeping Giant State Park. It's a popular attraction in Connecticut. Next, Chatfield Hollow in Killingsworth. Now, one thing I want to say about this is I think that bridge in the picture is no longer there.
Say that. Yeah.
So that bridge, I think, was considered a hazard. And so I think they either removed or demolished it, or they're going to replace it with another bridge. But Chatfield Hollow, it's a very beautiful place. But they got more than just that bridge to see. So if you want to get your steps in, if you're looking for a nice place to go hiking, go check out Chatfield Hollow in Killingsworth. Have you ever been there,
Allie? Very clean. Yeah, it's extremely clean. I remember it sticking out as very pristine. That was like the one thing I remember about it. And there was just a lot. I went there for a staff retreat. And they had like a lot of picnicking areas. So that's why it was popular for my company that I was in. Because there was it's just a lot of nooks and crannies. It's one of those type places.
So it was,
and there's like, a lot of ancient Indian caves. You know what I mean?
So it was a company retreat?
Yeah. And they had like remember that there's one of those like pizza van things that they make pizza. You know, those trucks that drive around and make wood oven pizza and like come to staff retreats and stuff like
you had one of those
so that was my only time there. I remember there was fishing and it was just beautiful, and I just remember it sticking out as super clean and like well kept. Yeah,
so well manicured,
but I didn't know about well the bridge. Taken That's care interesting, of because it was known for that.
So if you're trying to go on a date or you're trying to do some team building exercises for your company, go check out Chatfield Hollow in Killingsworth. All right, Devil's Hop Yard in East Haddam. East Haddam. Yes. Very well known. People have been going to this location for its waterfall for years. I remember people in my family telling me about their high school trip to Devil's Hop Yard. And I remember hearing crazy things used to happen on those types of trips because it's another one of those places haunted. Where people go with their friends. It's haunted.
It's one of the most, it's considered one of the most haunted places in Connecticut. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's a whole story behind it. If people are curious, they can look it up. But
Do you know any part of that story?
No, it was very in depth, though. So I was like, oh,
it's very in depth. So did like a lot of people die there or near there?
No, I don't know if it had to do with the Puritans, but something happened there.
Did the Indians and the people fight there? The Native Americans?
I don't remember what something about death. I think I saw the death. I'm like, all right, I'm good.
So something happened there at Devil's Hop Yard, but it's also a beautiful place that you can visit with your friends and get your steps and in camp. So, I think it's a campground too. You can stay there overnight. Check it out. The old Devil's Hop Yard. Lover's Leap State Park. Never heard of this place?
Nope. Too far up in the state or whatever, yeah.
Another place where you can go if you like bridges, ooh, if you like pretty. Those walk. Yeah, it is a pretty bridge. And that bottom thing, I think it was from one of the state websites. So that's a beautiful panoramic picture, I'm sure, from one of the highest points at Lover's Leap State Park. They're probably looking at the leap right there, those lovers. You know? So I felt like with a name, Lover's Leap, that it belonged in this list for 10 beautiful
it
parks.
It does. Absolutely.
Right? It definitely gotta does. Be. Absolutely. And before we continue, we got another comment from Kevin.
Kevin!
He says, hello, Ellie.
Oh, hello. How are you doing? Nice to see you. Thank you for the love.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Good guy.
All right. Lover's Leap State Park. And then the White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. Oh, wait. Kevin said something else. He said, I live close to Lover's Leap. You do? Have you ever been there before, Kevin? Have you ever been to Lover's Leap before? I've heard about it, so that's why I wanted to include it. But I've never actually gone there with someone before, but it just seems a little weird. Like the name Single in Connecticut, and we're telling
it's perfect for that. Yeah, of course. Go. Yeah.
So you gotta check out Lover's Leap. Doing that's good. Great. That's what. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kevin. All right. So White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. I really wanted to bring up something that was in Litchfield County because it's so easy to. It's so easy to overlook Litchfield County, the western and the eastern parts of the state. We think that Central Connecticut and Fairfield County tend to get the most love when it comes to these places. That just happens to be because that's where the most popular cities are, the most with the highest populations. So that's why they're pretty well known. But White Memorial Conservation Center, it's a great place. So if you like nature, that's the place to be. You'd see lots of animals. They got some picnic tables there. It's a great place. And Kevin apparently has been to both.
Wow, you get around in these places.
Kevin,
these parks.
Kevin gets around. Thanks, Kevin. We mean that in the most wholesome way.
Yes, exactly.
Possible,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look, Lord Absurd, he said he went to White Memorial a few weeks ago. I hope you liked it.
I've had a good experience.
Yep, because it was still a little chilly and rainy at that point. So all right, Silver Sands State Park, Allie. I know you got more familiarity with this than I do. So
I don't know how many bird enthusiasts there are out there, but there's a sandbar at this place that connects to Charles Island, which is a natural wildlife sanctuary for rare birds. So they have a 3/4 mile boardwalk where you can watch these birds. So that's something, a little fun fact for people that actually like watching birds. I do not. I could care less about birds. they have a boardwalk and they got the sanctuary, a little sandbar that connects to this little island. And it's very quaint, I guess. I don't know. Quaint's not the right word, but it's a nice little place it's peaceful. Yeah. But the boardwalk isn't very long, but yeah, people love it. It got rated the number one park by Travel and Leisure in Connecticut.
Wow.
So yeah. In Connecticut. Yeah.
So, well, it belongs on this list then. I'm happy we mentioned it. And like she said, if you like birds, go check this place out. All right. So we got two more places left. The next one, Kent Falls State Park in Kent. Another lovely location. Has the waterfall. It's got the picnic spots. Kent is one of those places. I think it's also technically in Litchfield County. It's it hugs the border of the state, and right next to Kent is New York. So if you go into Kent, you're going to see all these New York plates because Connecticut is where a lot of the New Yorkers like to hang out. They like to hang out in all these nice little rural, mountainy, nature-y border towns. So go check out Kent Falls State Park in Kent. Kent is also a nice little picturesque town. Go check out their restaurants. Go check out their shops. It's very nice in Kent. And Wickham Park in Manchester. This is very close to me. Wickham Park is beautiful. And it's another one of those places that you would normally check out if you were looking for like a wedding venue or something like that. Many people get married here. But again, it has the nice, lovely walk along the pond, along the water. Lovely manicured landscapes. So it's a great place to go if you're just looking for a nice place to walk around or a nice place to get a picture. I think there's a really cool bridge and some other architecture over there that looks very cool that I didn't capture or throw in here. So definitely go check out Wickham Park in Manchester. All right. Very good. So, Allie, those are all the places that we listed.
I like those lists. I think they're pretty good. Comprehensive.
I think so, too. So, if there's anything we missed, if you guys think, if anyone in the comment section is watching and thinks that we missed something, please give us a comment. Please leave it in the comment section on our Facebook or YouTube page because I know there are a lot of people who are looking. We aren't experts. And then maybe you've been to all of these places. So I can't tell you how often I've found out about something in the comment section. And it was really awesome. So, but we can't wait to tell you about all the great dates for springtime. Even though this is episode 3 and it's called The Best Dates for Springtime, you can expect the next couple of weeks in our next podcast, we're going to have similar lists like this about great dates to go on during the springtime. I think one thing that we were talking about were barcades, right, Allie? We're going to make a great list of barcades, flea markets, places to go antiquing, even though you can do
stores.
Consignment stores, yeah. Things that maybe you can do all year long, but are extra fun to do once it starts getting nice out. So we're really excited as we are in April now and we are approaching May. And that's really when things really start to get nice, is around May, right before summer. Summer starts in June. So we got a little bit of March, all of April, all of May, little bit of June, and then we hit summer. So it really is a transitional season because all through May, it seems kind of nasty and rainy. Maybe you get a good day here and there. But then once May starts coming around, everyone starts having their tag sales. And Memorial Day weekend really starts things off for summer. And right before that is when everything gets really nice and you can walk around without your coat on. So I can't wait for that. And I really hope that this spring has a lot in store for us. Who knows? Hopefully no more earthquakes, though.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that never happens, so probably not.
Yeah, that would freak me out if we start getting more earthquakes. But all right, everyone. Wait, one elephant.
We got a comment?
Flea market in New Milford, Connecticut. So,
Thanks for that lead. Did not know about that one.
You didn't. Now, that's actually one of the best flea markets in the state. Thank you so much for mentioning Kevin. I know a lot of people. I actually knew a few people who are vendors over there. So that's a cool spot. Check it out, Elephant Trunk Flea Market. That's definitely going to make the list when we talk about great flea markets to go to in Connecticut. Because if you haven't been to a flea market, or I don't know why.
Have you been living?
where have you been living? A cave? Away from the flea markets, obviously.
Yes.
But, all right. So, like we said, we are on three places. If you like to watch us, you can watch us on Rumble. You can watch us on Facebook. You can watch us on YouTube. Please follow and like us on those places there, because this is also where we share our wonderful lists, where we like to do cross promotions with other great businesses in places. And I want to say, if there's anyone who is an expert in dating or matchmakers or something along those lines, please tell your friends. We want to hear from them. We're trying to get a matchmaker on the show, on one of our future shows. We've just been having a problem pinpointing someone down, but we would love to talk to a matchmaker, because we know that this episode was more places oriented than dating oriented, but that our next one should be more related to dating. I think we're going to talk about dating apps. What do you think, Allie? Do you like that?
Absolutely. We have so much to talk about with those. And it's ridiculous.
She says absolutely.
It's so applicable.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about our experiences on the dating apps, how well they are. Are you wasting your time on them? Is it worth it? So we'll talk all about that next time on episode 4. Please join us. We like to stream live around 4 on Sundays. So if you're available, then please give us a follow. And remember, we are also available on wherever you listen, on all major podcasting platforms. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Stay single, everyone.
Stay single.